Welcome back to Cornerstone University. Greg Chandler with you as we get you set for the second half of this Cornerstone Holiday Tournament Constellation game. The Ducks trail by one, 24-23 against Rockford, although they did close out the half on a seven-point run to get back into this ball game. Kevin Townsend's out the same five who started the ball game: Jordan Van Dort, Brent Burrows, Luke Dreyer, Sam Hesch, and Nick Sharon. And for the Rams, Nick Allen does likewise. He sends out Kelly, Waters, McKellar, Wozniak, and Sunday. Rockford will have the basketball. They will work left to right across your radio dial. They're in the black uniforms with the orange numerals, the Ducks in the white unis with the green numerals and gold trim. With it way out on the left side is Waters. He had 4 3-pointers in the first half. Kelly, bounce pass down low to Sunday. He's matched up against Van Dort. Outside, McKellar tries to penetrate, dishes off to Sunday. Baseline jumper from 10, and it's good. That's the first basket of the ball game for Sunday. 26-23 Rockford, just underway second half. Luke Dreyer brings it up against Reed Kelly for Zeeland West. Leaves it outside for Sam Hesch. Hesch on the dribble. Hesch comes back out toward half court. Now starts to make his move. McKellar guarding him fairly closely. Van Dort comes to set a screen for Hesch. They hand it off on the weave to Dreyer, and Luke will try a three. It's off the back of the iron. Waters has the rebound for Rockford. Here come the Rams the other way. Waters into the front court. Wozniak slashing along the right side. Puts it up and in. So Wozniak had an opening on the right side and took it strong to the backside. Here's Dreyer with a 12-footer the other way. In and out, no good, but Van Dort is there for the loose change, and he scores. Van Dort is 10th rebound in the ball game, and he's got a dozen points. 28-25 Rockford, 6:40 to play in the third. Here's a pass underneath to Kelly. Kelly has the ball knocked away, stolen by Hesch. Hesch tries to thread the needle between two Rockford defenders, and it's picked off. Yeah, Hesch tried to force that one. Here's Kelly right side. He'll launch a three, and he nailed it. Reed Kelly, his first basket of the ball game, and that's a three. And it's the sixth triple for the Rams. 31-25 Rockford. Hesch has it, or rather Dreyer has it in the front court. Gets a Burrows screen. Burrows has it now on the right side against Kelly, now to Hesch. Sam puts it on the floor, drives on McKellar, puts it up off the window, too strong. Dreyer is there, and he puts it in. So a couple of offensive rebounds leading to baskets for the Ducks. 9 for Luke Dreyer. Rockford 31, Zeeland West 27, 5:48 to go in the third. Waters has it way out on the left side, gives it up to Sunday, bounce pass down low to Kelly. Outside, here's Wozniak for 3, no good. Van Dort, another rebound, that's number 11. Here comes Hesch with it for the Ducks. Hesch stops between the circles, directs a little traffic. Van Dort comes up to the top of the circle to set a screen. Hesch maintains his dribble on the right side, has the ball knocked away, and he saves it from going out of bounds. Hesch dumps it down low for Van Dort. It's knocked away and stolen by Sunday. Sunday was fronting Van Dort right of the lane, and he had Kelly behind him on the left side, so not really much opportunity to get the ball to the big guy. Here's Waters right side. He'll put up a three. It's in and out. No good. And Sunday with the rebound, and he's fouled. I think that will be on Nick Sharon of Zeeland West. I believe that's three on Nick. Zach Popham will come in for him. It is indeed Nick Sharon's third personal foul. Reed Kelly to inbound. Baseline right. Gets it into Waters. Waters goes baseline. Now kicks it off to Sunday. Sunday with a 12-footer. No good. And we're going to get a good rebounding position by Brent Burrows. And Reed Kelly went over the back. First foul of the half on the Rams. Rockford pressures in the back court. Inbound pass comes to Papa, who leaves it for Brent Burrows. Burrows will come up the court. Now leave it for Hesch. And Sam will work it across the timeline against McKellar. Hesch dribbling. Comes to his left. Puts a move on. Goes underneath. Kicks it outside to Burrows. Not up Hopama. Zach can hit the three from out there, but he does not shoot. Here's Dreyer with it. Dreyer will go down the lane to the basket. Puts it up. It'll count. He threw the foul. Luke Dreyer went down the lane. He drew the contact from Reed Kelly, and he put it in, and he'll have a three-point play opportunity. So Luke Dreyer, who has 11 points tonight with a three-point play opportunity. He came in averaging 12.3. Dreyer's free throw, swish. 31-30. The Ducks were down six a moment ago. They've come back to cut it to one. Well, Zeeland West has not led in this ball game, but they're hanging around. McKellar with it on the dribble between his legs. Here's a pass underneath for Sunday, and it's too tall for him. Wozniak tried a high-low feed, but the pass was a little high for Chris to handle, and it went out of bounds. Inbounds comes to Hesch. Ducks can take their first lead of the ball game with a basket here. Hesch will work it across the timeline. Hesch will drive right side of the basket, and he draws the foul. I think they're going to call the foul out on the floor before the shot. Brad Fisher was bodying Hesch all the way down. The foul occurred on the floor, so no free throw. Salek returns for Rockford. Hesch slaps the basketball across the way from us. Gets it into Dreyer. Dreyer on the right side. Dreyer is going to launch a 15-footer. No good off the back. The rebound battle for Van Dort gets it, but he loses the basketball. It's loose in the paint, and first and 10. Possession arrow, I believe, favors Zeeland West. It does. Van Dorn had the rebound, but put it on the floor, and he lost possession of it, and there were about four black jerseys in the neighborhood. And they're looking for a towel to dry up the sweat here. 3:51 to go in the third. Rockford 31, Zeeland West 30. Forest Hills Northern will play Wayland in the championship game of this tournament right after this one is over with. Ducks will inbound, baseline left. Hesch slaps the basketball. Looks for someone to pop open. Gets it to Dreyer. Actually, no, it goes to Burroughs. Now outside Dreyer. Luke for a three in the lead, and it's good! Luke Dreyer with a triple, and for the first time tonight, Zeeland West is in the lead, 33-31. Here comes Rockford. Here's a three on the way by Wozniak. No good. Put back by Sunday is good. Sunday got inside position that time and they had an easy putback. We're tied at 33. Dreyer brings it up with 3:25 to go in the third. Dreyer gives it up to Hesch on the left side. Wants Van Dort. Sunday is fronting him. Now Hesch will drive. Puts up a running 8-footer. No good. Sunday with the rebound. Here comes Salek with it for the Rams. Salek over to Wozniak. Now in the corner. Fisher for three. It's short. Van Dort had the rebound. Lost it. It's loose and... and we get another pileup. And actually, Rockford is going to get a timeout. Boy, I didn't know if Sunday had possession there, but the official gave him the timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout. This timeout is brought to you by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place, 17th Street at the South Shore Y. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSAA website. Features, information, MHSAA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information every day right on the homepage of the MHSAA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics in the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. 2:59 to play in the third quarter. We are tied at 33. And Zeeland West just moments ago took the lead for the first time in the ball game on the three-pointer by Luke Dreyer. But Rockford was able to tie it on a Chris Sunday rebound basket. Rams will have it. Inbounds comes to Reed Kelly near half court. Kelly over to Waters on the left side. Not a Sunday left of the lane. Popham was on him. Now Waters with it. Waters dribbling left to right. Comes between the circles, over to Kelly. Kelly puts a move on Hesch, kicks it back outside to Fisher. Here's a three on the way, no good by Waters, and Hesch has a weak side rebound. Waters has gone a little cold here. Here's a long pass down court intended for Popham. It is tipped away out of bounds. It will stay Zeeland West basketball. 2:33 to play in the third, and we are tied at 33. Popham to inbound. Check that. That's going to be Hesch to inbound. Baseline left. Hesch looks for somebody, gets it in, and the ball gets away from Ackerhoff, but retrieved by Dreyer. Luke Dreyer between the circles, over to Hesch, left side. Hopman comes to set a screen. Here's Hesch going left side to the basket, and he's hacked as he goes to the basket. That's going to be on Fisher. Keyshawn opportunity for Sam Hesch to put the Ducks back in the lead. Hesch with 6 points in the ballgame, and they all came in a row late in the first half when the Ducks were able to cut that lead down to one. Hesch's first free throw hits the front, the back, and the bottom. Wozniak returns along with James Scales for the Rams. Hesch with 7 points now. Only three players have scored for the Ducks in this game. Dreyer, Van Dort, and Hesch. And Sam hits them both. So he's 4-for-4 from the stripe tonight. Zeeland West 35, Rockford 33. With it in the front court is Waters. Waters way out on the left side against Hesch. Waters tries to penetrate. He's cut off at the free throw line. He's got the basketball back, though. Here's a pass, a near steal by Dreyer. Wozniak in the corner. Here's a three on the way by Salik, and it's good. Josiah Salik, his second triple of the game. And the Rams regain the lead, 36-35. Hesch has it in the front court for the Ducks. Gives it up to Dreyer. Dreyer at the top of the circle. Thought about pulling the shot, but doesn't do so. Hesch with it on the right side. Gets a screen from Trevor Raby, who's now in the ballgame. Here's Hesch. Over to Raby. Down low. Raby puts it up, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Raby. Raby lowered his shoulder into Josiah Salik, and Trevor, the offensive tackle on the Zeeland West football team, got called for the charge. Van Dort comes back in for the Ducks, replacing Raby. 1:37 to go in the third, 36-35 Rockford. Salik brings it up for the Rams. He'll leave it outside for Reed Kelly. Now to Waters, bounce pass down low. Kelly, and Kelly threw it away. He was trying to hit Wozniak on the wing, and he threw a bad pass. Actually, I think he expected Wozniak to be in a certain place, and he had vacated the spot where he was. Pressure put on in the backcourt. Eckerhoff will bring it up for the Ducks against Waters. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it up to Popema. 1:18 to go in the third. Popema down low to Van Dort. Van Dort off the window. No good, but he'll go to the line. And again, Scales had the mismatch, and he's going to get the foul, his third. So Van Dort will go back to the line, and Jordan's had a bit of a struggle at the line tonight. 2 of 5. He has a dozen points. Dreyer has 15, to Van Dort 12, and Hesch 8. That's it for the scoring for the Ducks. Jordan drops in the first free throw. Olsen returns along with Sunday for the Rams. So we're tied at 36. Van Dort can put the Ducks back in the lead with 1:14 to play in the third. Van Dort's second one. It's the front, the back, and the Ducks lead it. 14 for Jordan. 37-36 Zeeland West. All aces, Ron Weatherby on the clock. Here's Waters, top of the circle. He'll launch a three. I think Popham got a piece of it, and we got a foul underneath as Van Dort corralled the rebound. And they're going to call it on Zeeland West. This is going to be on Ackerhoff. That's Travis's first 13 foul on Zeeland West this half. 5 fouls on Rockford. 1:04 to go in the third, and Rockford will have it baseline right. Salik slaps the basketball, looks for someone to pop open. Gets it to Sunday at the free throw line, now outside to Wozniak. Now Waters will set things up with under a minute to go. Waters will try and penetrate to the hole, puts it up, too strong. Rebound, Popema. Here comes Hesch with it for the Ducks. Ducks with the ball up by one. Here's Hesch down the lane, underneath to Ackerhoff, and Travis puts it in. Hesch with the assist, and Travis Ackerhoff his first basket of the game. 39-36 is the ball knocked away, and the Ducks take it away. Here's Hesch breaking ahead of the pack, and he has got a finger roll layup. And all of a sudden, it's a 5-point Zeeland West lead. Here comes Waters, dishing underneath to Sunday. Sunday blocked by Ackerhoff, and Ackerhoff thought he had a clean block, but he's going to get a foul called on him. So Chris Sunday will shoot two at the line for the Rams with 24.5 seconds to go in the third, and all of a sudden, Zeeland West has opened up a 5-point lead. Sunday's first free throw is good. That's 6 points for Chris. McKellar returns for Salek for the Rams. Fisher gets ready to check in for Rockford, and Sunday made a move. So he has seven. Six of them here in this quarter. Zeeland West 41, Rockford 38. Pressure put out on the backcourt by the Rams. Inbounds comes for Dreyer. Dreyer loses the basketball, and he barely saves it to Papama, who throws it ahead to Achterhoff. 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Papama to Dreyer. Dreyer out in your half court, down to 10. Dreyer being guarded closely by Fisher. Down to 7. Dreyer on the dribble still between the circles. Dreyer tries to put a move on. 4 seconds. Dreyer will put up a 17-footer, and no good. And the buzzer sounds, ending the third play. The Zeeland West Ducks have come back from an 8-point deficit, and they lead Rockford by a score of 41-38 at the end of the third quarter. Let's take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Cornerstone. 41-38, Zeeland West in the lead. McKellar has it in the front court. He'll hand it off to Waters. Waters on the dribble, bounce pass down low to Sunday, and Sunday puts it up and in and drew the foul. Good feet, bounce pass down low, a 45-degree diagonal feed from Waters to Sunday, who put it in and drew the foul. That's going to be on Hesh's second, and Sunday has a chance to tie the game with a 3-point play. And he does. We're tied at 41. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. Dreyer will bring it up against Reed Kelly. Gets it across the timeline. Dreyer, cross-court feed to Achterhoff. Achterhoff looks low for Van Dort. Pass high, and it's knocked away, and Kelly knocked it out of bounds. It'll stay Zeeland West basketball. ...7:34 to go in regulation. We are tied at 41. And now one of the officials comes over for a word with Jordan Van Dort and Chris Sunday. Apparently they're getting a little too physical for each other. Hesh to inbound it. Sam will get it inbounds to Dreyer. Luke left of the lane against Reed Kelly. Down low to Van Dort. Van Dort drives the hole, and we got an offensive foul on Van Dort. I think it was Waters that went down, and I think he took a couple of lessons at the Ryan Klingler School of Acting. Foul on Jordan, his second. 7:24 left. Rockford can regain the lead here. They've scored the last 5 points. Wozniak has him on the left side. Back outside to Austin McKellar. McKellar between the rings. Gets a Sunday screen. Back outside to Waters. Now to McKellar. Down low to Sunday. Right in the lane against Van Dort. Sunday, left-handed hook. Off the window, it's good. And Chris, they can't stop Chris Sunday right now. Sunday has scored the last 7 points for the Rams, and Rockford retakes the lead at 43-41. 6:55 to go. And the Ducks turn it over. Here comes Reed Kelly the other way. Kelly down the lane to the hole. Left-handed layup is good. 9 straight points now for Rockford. 45-41 now. With it in the backcourt is Hesh. Long pass in the front court to Papama. Papama will try a 3 left side. It's short. Long rebound. And Wozniak can't save it. They're going to give it to Rockford? Now they're going to have a confab. I'm almost certain the Rockford player was the last one to touch it. Oh, they're going to give it to the Rams. Wow. I thought the ball went off Wozniak out of bounds, but they're going to give the ball to Rockford. Brent Burroughs will come in for Zach Papama for the Ducks. 6:30 to go. Rockford has outscored Zeeland West 7-0 here in the fourth quarter, and it's all Chris Sunday. Here's McKellar with it. Over to Kelly. Kelly to Wozniak outside to Waters. Waters back outside to McKellar. Rams taking their time. McKellar at the top of the circle. Now to Wozniak. Wozniak back outside to Waters. Casey Waters, who's been quiet since he hit those 4 3-pointers in the first quarter. Waters looks down low. He has McKellar open underneath, and he put it in. Waters just showed tremendous patience there until somebody popped open and got to McKellar. And just like that, it's a 6-point Rockford lead, and Kevin Towne wants time. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 5:47 to go. It is Rockford 47, Velen West 41. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Here's Waters driving to the basket. Puts it up. No good. And Hackerhoff with the rebound. Here comes Hesch with it for Velen West. Over to Dreyer in the front court. Now to Burroughs. Left corner. 3-ball short. Brent chases down his own four. Takes it back to the basket and he puts it in. That's Brent Burroughs' first basket, and back come the Rams. Here's Sunday down the lane. Shot blocked by Hesch, but he's going to get a foul. 47-45 Rockford with 4:57 to play. Sunday, who has 11 points in the second half, 12 for the game, and now he has 12 in the half as he drops in the first free throw. Sunday's second is good, and we got a lane violation, so wipe away the free throw. Rockford 48, Velen West 45. 4:57 to play in regulation. Inbounds comes to Hesch. Hesch will go one-on-one against McKellar. Now Kelly comes to double. Hesch has to get rid of it. It throws it right into the arms of Chris Sunday. So the press causes a turnover. Here's Waters putting a move on Dreyer. Shot blocked by Van Dorn, and Jordan's going to get a foul. Nice move there by Casey Waters, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul on Van Dorn, his third. Waters' first free throw is good. That's 14 for him. He's 2 of 3 from the line tonight. Waters, the left-hander, fires, missed it off the back of the rim, and Ackerhoff with the rebound. 49-45 Rockford, 4:35 left. Hesch dumps it down low to Van Dort. Van Dort left of the lane, goes up strong, puts it up and in. That's 18 for Jordan, and the Ducks within a deuce, 49-47. 4:20 to play. Here's McKellar with the top of the circle. Hands it off to Waters. Waters gets a screen from Sunday. They do a screen and roll. Sunday rolls to the basket, but loses the basketball out of bounds. And it's going to stay Rocker basketball, and the Ducks thought they should have gotten it. Inbounds comes to Waters. Outside to Sunday. Right high post jumper, no good, and the rebound to Hesch. Ducks can tie with a basket. Here's a 2-on-1. Hesch drives to the basket, puts it up, missed it. Ackerhoff with the putback, no good. And the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll stay Ducks basketball. Trevor Raby returns for Zeeland West. And who's he going to go in? He's going to go in for Ackerhoff. 4 minutes exactly to play in regulation. 49-47, Hesch slaps the basketball. Inbounds comes to Van Dorn. 8-foot jumper, right side, in and out, no. Sunday clears it for Rockford. Jordan may have rushed that one a little bit there. Here's McKellar with it in the front court for the Rams. Under 4 minutes left. McKellar, left of the lane, over to Wozniak. Wozniak with a three. Raby flying out, and Wozniak nails the three. That was a big one for the Rams. 52-47, Rockford, 3:35 to play. Here's Dreyer with it in the front court. Bounce pass down low to Van Dorn. Jordan draws a double team. Fights his way forward, and he's going to get a foul call on Sunday. That's 3 on Chris Sunday. 16 fouls on Rockford, and Jordan Van Dorn will shoot 2 with 3:27 left. Van Dorn with 18 points tonight. Zach Popham awaits at the scorer's table to check in. Van Dort flips the ball in his hand, fires, swish. Now, Jordan struggled a bit at the line in the first half, but he's starting to find the range here in the second. 4-point game. Van Dort's second one. Missed that one off the back of the iron, and the rebound to Wozniak. Rockford 52, Zeeland West 48, 3:20 to go. In the front court is McKellar for Rockford. McKellar gets a screen from Sonny. McKellar dishes off to Kelly. Not a Waters, way out on the left. Waters dribbles toward the top. In the corner, here's a three on the way by Wozniak, and it hits the top of the backboard. No good. Rebound battle for, and Sunday hustling gets the basketball. Good hustle by the Rams there. As Sunday chased down the loose basketball. Here's Waters with it in the front court. Waters dribbling against Luke Dreyer. 2:48 left. Rockford by four. Sunday comes out to set a screen. Here comes Waters trying to weave his way through traffic to the basket. Puts it up. And we get a whistle. And what do we got? We're going to get a Zeeland West foul. It's going to be on Brent Burroughs. And that puts the Ducks over the limit with their 17th foul. On Brent Burroughs, that's his second. Waters will shoot a 1-1. He has 14 points tonight. Waters with 14, Sunday with 13 for Rockford. Waters makes the first. He came in averaging 16.2 a ball game. Van Dort has 19 and Dreyer 15 for the Ducks. Waters makes them both, and it's a 6-point Rockford lead. Rams 54, Ducks 48, 2:40 to play. Hesch with it in the front court, gives it up to Dreyer, wants Van Dort. He's being fronted by Sunday, and Sunday intercepts the pass. They wanted Jordan down low, but Chris Sunday doing a good job of fronting him. Here's Waters in the front court. Rams can work some clock here with a 6-point lead. Here's McKellar penetrating down the lane, puts a shot up, contact, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Papama. Or was it Burroughs? It is on Zach Papama, his second. 10 team fouls now on the Ducks. I misspoke on the foul count. Free throw no good by McKellar. McKellar makes the second. That's his 5th point of the ball game. And it's a 7-point Rockford lead with 2:17 left. Pressure put on in the backcourt. Inbound comes to Burroughs, and Burroughs really traveled with it. Got rid of it to Papama, not a Hesch. And Sam will work it across. Hesch on the right side. Comes to the baseline. He's cut off. Sends it back outside to Luke Dreyer. Dreyer top of the circle. Over to Hesch right side. Cross court feed. Papama open for three, left side, on the way, no good, long rebound, and Wozniak has it for Rockford. One and out for the Ducks. 1:48 to play. 55-48 Rockford. Here's Waters, has the ball knocked away from behind. Jordan Van Dort, a long pass ahead to Hesch, and Hesch is fouled from behind by McKellar. Hesch picked the pocket of McKellar. Van Dort threw a long outlet pass to Hesch, breaking down toward the basket. And McKellar fouled him from behind. That's three on McKellar. 17 fouls on the Rams. Two shots upcoming for Sam Hesch, who has 10 points. Make that 11 as he drops in the free throw. Trevor Raby comes in for Jordan Van Dort as Kevin Town plays a little offense-defense here. Second free throw, good for Hesch. So Hesch has doubled his season average. Double team in the corner is McKellar, but he dribbles through it. And Popham fouls him from behind with 1:33 left. Every foul the rest of the way against the Ducks is going to be a two-shot foul. Van Dort gets up off the bench, and he'll come out when the Ducks play offense. McKellar will shoot two. He split a pair a moment ago. He's 3 of 4 from the line tonight. First free throw, barely grazed the front of the rim, no good. Akerhoff and Van Dort return. Raby and Papama will sit. One more free throw from McKellar. It's a two-possession ball game right now. McKellar missed them both. Hesch with the rebound, 1:30 left, Ducks down by five. Hesch into the front court. Hesh bounce pass down low to Van Dort. Jordan. And Jordan's going to get called for an offensive foul. Chris Sunday took the charge on the low block. That's four fouls on Van Dort. Yeah, that was a 50-50 call there. 50% of the time they'll call a block, 50% of the charge. That's probably the toughest call to make in basketball. We're going to get a timeout here with 1:22 to play. It's a 60-second timeout, 55-50 Rockford. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Rams with the basketball. Zeeland West will press with 1:22 left and Rockford up 5. Kelly to inbound it. Gets it into Waters. Ball knocked away. It's stolen by Burroughs. Here comes Burroughs. Left corner Akoff. Travis, three ball. Left corner, no good. Rebound battle for Wozniak, corrals it. Well, the Ducks had an opportunity there, and Burroughs commits the foul in the backcourt. The Ducks went with the press, and they got the turnover, but they could not capitalize. Akerhoff had a good look from the corner there. Nathan Wozniak, the senior forward, will go to the line. He has 7 points in the ballgame. He's averaging 10 on the season. 1 of 2 from the line on the season, and Wozniak missed the first free throw. So it's still a two-possession ball game. Van Dort returns for the Ducks. Ravy will sit. 1:11 to play. It's 55-50 Rockford. Now the Rams are leaving the door open here with these missed free throws. Second free throw good for Wozniak. 56-50. Here's Hesh. 1:08 left. Hesh in the front court. Hesh dishes off to Dreyer. Luke with a catch and shoot. Three ball. Off the back of the iron. No good. Burroughs tips it. Van Dort corrals it, and we get a whistle. And we're going to get a foul on Casey Waters of Rockford. That's 8 fouls on Rockford. Brent Burroughs will shoot a 1-1 with 1:02 left, and the Ducks down by 6. Ravy will come in for Van Dort on the offense-defense switch. Now, Zeeland West had a 5-point lead late in the third quarter, but Rockford went on an 11-0 run, and they have led ever since. First free throw good for Burroughs. That's Brent's 3rd point of the ball game. He averaged 7.3 coming into the contest. Burroughs misses the second, and the rebound to the Rams. Wozniak is fouled in the backcourt, and they got their choice of Akerhoff or Burroughs. It's going to be on Travis Akerhoff. 56-51 Rockford, 59.6 seconds to play. Akerhoff picks up his 4th. It's a double bonus situation. So Wozniak will shoot 2 more. Wozniak's first free throw. No good. Yeah, Nick Allen just has his hands on his hips right now. He's thinking, man, we should have solved this ball game away with the free throws. Wozniak makes the second, though, and it's 57-51. Rockford by 6, 56 seconds left. Here's Hesh dishing outside to Dreyer. Dreyer fakes, drives to the baseline, kicks it out to Hesh. He's open for 3, left side, no good. And we're going to get a Zeeland West foul as Reed Kelly grabbed the rebound, and he got knocked to the deck. The Ducks are going to argue for a hell ball, but they're not going to get it. It's going to be on Luke Dreyer. 47.9 seconds left, so Reed Kelly will go to the other end to shoot 2. I mentioned at the top of the broadcast, Reed's sister Megan, one of the outstanding seniors for the Hope College women's basketball team. Megan is here tonight. Reed is also an outstanding baseball pitcher for Rockford. He is getting a lot of attention from college scouts. He's a right-handed pitcher. First free throw, no good for Kelly. Kelly has 5 points in the ball game. He splits the pair, and it's a 7-point Rockford lead with 45 seconds left. 58-51. Here comes Hesh in the front court, spinning, driving to the basket, underhand scoop shot. It's good. And Kevin Town will take time with 39.2 seconds left. It's a 30-second break, and we'll keep it right here. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. It's back. Warm up with peppermint mocha or hot chocolate at Jackie's Place. Speaking of Hope College, the Flying Dutchmen are back in action Monday after the holiday break. They are playing in a tournament at Thomas More College in Kentucky. They'll be playing the Colonels of Center College, and that's spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, not C-E-N-T-E-R, on Monday afternoon. Broadcast coverage begins at 4:40 on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Van with Ron Willerby and Adam Prince on the call. They'll play Center on Monday, and then they'll play Thomas More on Tuesday. And we're not far away from the start of NIAA action for the men. Now, the women, of course, have played a couple of league games, and they currently reside in first place in the MIAA with a 3-0 league record and are 11-0 overall. Out of the timeout, Rockford has the basketball. The Ducks will press. And we get a foul right on the inbounds, and Brent Burroughs took a shot to the nose. I think Casey Waters is going to go to the line. Burroughs fouls out with 39.2 seconds left. Van Dort and Nick Sharon return for Zeeland West. Raby will sit along with, that was Travis Ackerhoff, not Brent Burroughs on the foul, so Ackerhoff fouls out. Waters at the line to shoot two. He has 16 points. First free throw, swish. One more, 59-53 Rockford. Second free throw for Waters off the back of the iron. It's only a two-possession ball game. Here comes Hesch. Ducks need to score quickly here. Here's Dreyer with it. He'll launch a three left side. He nailed it. And Kevin Town wants a timeout. Luke Dreyer with a triple from the left side. That's his third triple of the ball game, and it's now 59-56 Rockford with 31 seconds left. It's a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Now, Reed Kelly got the inbounds, and he is fouled in the backcourt by Brent Burroughs with 29.2 seconds left. It will be a two-shot foul for Kelly. Foul on Burroughs, his fourth. Kelly split a pair a moment ago. Double bonus in effect. Kelly's first free throw. Missed it off the front. And he, as Fisher comes over to encourage him, Kelly gave a hard slap of the hand. He was not happy about missing that foul shot. Kelly is second. On the way. Missed them both. Rebound Van Dort. The Ducks can tie with a triple here. 25 seconds left. Here comes Hesch with it. Hesch over to Dreyer. Fakes the three. Now comes back out between the circles. Down to 18 seconds. Now to Hesch. Down low to Van Dort. Jordan kicks it out to Sharon. Now to Burroughs for a three for the tie. It's good! Brent Burroughs with a three-pointer. And we're tied at 59. 6 seconds left. Here comes Waters to the basket. 3 seconds. Waters forces him a shot at the buzzer. We have got overtime. The Zeeland West Ducks trail by 6 with less than a minute to go, and they've come back to force overtime. We are tied. Zeeland West 59, Rockford 59. It was Brent Burroughs with a three-pointer with 9 seconds to play. And this is going to overtime. So we got some excitement here in this consolation game. And Rockford had an opportunity to ramp up the game at the foul line, but they missed a lot of free throws down the stretch. So we're going to play a 4-minute extra period. Rockford will come out with Waters, McKellar, Wozniak, Sunday, and Kelly, the five who started the ball game. The Ducks huddle around Coach Kevin Town. They'll send out Dreyer, Van Dort, Sharon, Hesch, and Burroughs. So the 10 guys who started the ball game are all off there. And we're going to start off just like we started it about an hour and a half ago with a jump ball. It's going to be Dreyer jumping center against Sunday. Ducks will go right to left. The ball in the air. It's loose, and Sunday able to control it. Rockford with it. Zeeland West is over the limit in terms of 10 fouls, so every foul opportunity for Rockford will be a two-shot foul. Just a single bonus right now for Zeeland West. Rockford has 8 fouls. Pass down low to Sunday. Sunday working right in the lane against Van Dorn. Spin, put the shot up, no good. Traveling call against Sunday. And the Ducks fans making some noise. Pressure put on the backcourt. Burroughs looks for someone to get it into. Gets it into Dreyer. Dreyer will work against Kelly. 3:35 to go in overtime. We're tied at 59. The Ducks rallying from a 6-point deficit with a minute left in regulation to tie it. Van Dort left of the lane. Kicks it outside. Here's Sharon for a three. Yes! Nick Sharon, his first basket of the ball game, and it's a triple. 62-59, Zeeland West, and Waters is fouled in the front court by Hesch. So Waters will shoot two. That's 3 fouls on Sam Hesch. Waters at the line, and he's one of those that has missed several free throws. First free throw, that one had nothing but net. He has 18 in the contest, 62-60 Zeeland West. Second one, Waters got them both. Zeeland West 62, Rockford 61, 3:15 to go in overtime. Hesch will bring it up in the front court. Hesch over to Burroughs, left side, Brent for another three, got it! Brent Burroughs feeling it. And all of a sudden, the Ducks are lighting it up from outside. Burroughs with a three at the end of regulation, and Sharon and Burroughs with 3s here in overtime. 65-61 Ducks, 3 minutes to go in overtime. Here's McKellar driving left side to the basket, and he goes right around everybody and puts it in. 21 for Waters. 65-63 Zeeland West. Hesch with it right side. Drives to the basket. Contact. No good. Burroughs put back. Good. And Brent Burroughs stepping up big down the stretch. And we got an injured Rockford player. That's McKellar. It looks like he landed wrong. He's up on his feet. He's walking gingerly. Nick Allen comes out to check on his point guard. He's going to have to take him out. 67-63 Zeeland West, 2:41 to play in overtime. Well, Brent Burroughs scored 3 points in the first 31 minutes and 51 seconds of this game. He has 8 in the last 2 minutes. Casey Waters brings it up for Rockford. Into the front court, gets a screen from Sunday. Waters down the lane, to the hall, puts it up and in. And he had Van Dort flying at him. 23 for Waters. 67-65 Zeeland West. 2:25 left in overtime. Hesch in the front court with it. Comes to the baseline. Cut off. Hesch will leave it for Dreyer. Dreyer, he'll put up a three. Left side. It's short. Rebound battle for it. Comes out back to Hesch. Underneath to Burroughs. Burroughs is on the baseline. He got fouled. That's going to be on Chris Sunday. I think that's 4 on him. That is 4 on him. That is 19 fouls on Rockford. So Brent Burroughs will have a 1-1 with 2:11 to play. He has 11 points, but 8 of them have come here in the last few seconds of regulation and in an overtime. Burroughs' free throw is good. Now, Burroughs making a strong case for being our Village Inn Pizza player of the game with this late flurry. That's a 3-point lead for the Ducks. Second one for Brent. Yes! 69-65, Zeeland West, 2:10 to play in the extra period. Here's Waters driving to the basket, contact, and what do we got? We're going to get a foul on Dreyer, I think, and Luke can't believe it. Waters drove the left side, Hesch trying to take the charge, or rather Dreyer. Oh, they gave the foul to Hesch. Wow. Waters shooting 2, first free throw in and out, no good. 69-65, Zeeland West. We have 2:05 left in regulation, or in overtime. Waters' second free throw is good. That's 24 for Casey, and Nick Allen will take time. It's going to be a 60. We'll take a 60-second break. 69-66, Zeeland West. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Rockford presses in the backcourt. The pass ahead to Sam Hesch. Hesch to Van Dort. Van Dort left of the lane. Back outside to Luke Dreyer. Under 2 minutes to play in overtime. Zeeland West with the ball and a three-point lead. Dreyer with it between the circles. Puts a move on. Leaves it outside for Brent Burrows. He has been tough in here in overtime. Hesch has it now. Hesch way out on the right side. 1:45 left. Next foul against Rockford will be a two-shot foul. That will be their 10th team foul. Hesch puts a move on. Leaves it outside for Burrows as the Ducks play keep away down to 1:34. Dreyer over to Hesch. Hesch drives on Waters. Down the lane to the hole. Puts it up. No good, but he'll go to the line. Hesch saw an opening down the lane. Took it to the basket, and he drew the foul. That's on Wozniak, his first, and it's team foul number 10 on Rockford. Hesch will shoot two with 1:28 to play. Sam with 14 points tonight. Four Ducks are in double figures, led by Van Dort with 19, Dreyer with 18. First free throw for Sam, short. Raby comes in for Van Dort, and McKellar returns after tweaking his ankle a moment ago. Big free throw for Sam Hesher. That would make it a two-possession ball game, and he missed it. So he comes up empty on his two free throws. Now Rockford can tie with a three. In the front court to Waters. Kevin Towns says, get a stop. McKellar with it between the rings. Over to Waters. Waters with a deep three and the tie, and it's good. Waters, his first triple since the first quarter, his fifth of the game. And he has 27, and we're tied at 69. And it's, we got a 30-second timeout with 1:14 to go. Like to tell you that schools across the state are promoting their athletic and non-athletic activities through the MHSA School Broadcast Program. Students are getting experience in video production. Schools are using the program to better communicate with their communities through the MHSA.tv website. For more information about the School Broadcast Program, visit MHSA.tv. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland Stations of Midwest Communications. This is our last high school basketball broadcast of the 2013 calendar year. Our next broadcast will be Thursday at Zeeland East. We will be broadcasting their tournament. I can't tell you who they're playing or even what time we'll be on, but we will be there for that contest. So Thursday night, high school basketball from Zeeland East right here on 1450 WHGC and WHGC.com. Opportunity on a three-pointer, but missed. The ball went out of bounds, and Rockford gets it back. We're tied at 69, under a minute to go in overtime. Waters has it. He just hit a three a moment ago to tie things up, and Waters waves everybody away. We might see Rockford play for one here. The Ducks start to extend their defense. Hesch comes out on Waters as Waters dribbles his basketball. Puts a crossover move. Now gets rid of it to McKellar. Back to Waters. Down to 38 seconds. Rockford has two timeouts left. Down to 30. Waters over to McKellar. Back to Waters. Down to 28. To McKellar. Hands it back to Waters. Down to 20 seconds. Yeah, it looks like Rockford's going to go for the win here. And they want Waters to have the basketball and take that shot. He's down to 12, down to 11. Waters still with the basketball. Hesch comes out on him, down to 8. Waters starts to make his move. Goes around on a pick by Sunday. Waters for a three. No good. Rebound by Burrows. And we're going to have another overtime. Burrows tried to throw it the length of the court, and it was well short. And we have a second overtime coming. We are tied. Rockford 69, Zeeland West 69. We were tied at 59 at the end of regulation. The Ducks had the lead as Brent Burrows scored 7 points in the overtime, but it was Casey Waters hitting a three to tie things up. And we're going to play 4 more minutes of hoops. And that means Forest Hills Northern and Wayland are going to have to wait a little longer to get their game started. They're waiting to play the championship game of this tournament. And we got a lot of folks here that have arrived here for that game. And we still got a good one going on here. It's been a while since I've done a double overtime high school game. Waters with 27, Sunday with 13 for Rockford for the Ducks. Van Dort has 19, Dreyer 18, Hesch 14, and Burrows 13. Now the two teams back out on the court again, and once again it's going to be Dreyer jumping center against Sunday. Ball tapped, and Van Dort corrals it. Van Dort will hand it off to Sam Hesch. The Ducks will work right to left. Luke Dreyer with it on the left side. Puts a move on. Drives to the basket. Puts it up. No good. Van Dort with the rebound, and he scores! 21 for Jordan. 71-69. Zeeland West. We're just underway in the second overtime. McKellar with it in the front court for Rockford. Gets rid of it to Wozniak. He'll put a three up, and he nails it. Wozniak with a dozen. And the Rams lead it, 72-71. Hesch with it in the front court, picked up by McKellar. Hesch on the dribble, over to Burroughs. And Burroughs traveled with it. He sure did. He shoveled his feet before he put the ball on the deck. Trevor Raby will come in for Jordan Van Dort with 3:19 to play in the second overtime. Rockford 72, Zeeland West 71. It's been a back-and-forth ball game. Rockford led most of regulation, although Zeeland West did have a five-point lead in the third quarter. Waters at the top of the circle. Leaves it outside for McKellar. McKellar comes toward the top. Over to Wozniak. He just hit a three a moment ago. Wozniak back outside. There's a pass underneath. Tipped it and stolen by Raby. They won it Sunday, and Trevor Raby with active hands got a hand on it. And the Ducks have the basketball back. Here's Luke Dreyer, right side. Dreyer drives on Reed Kelly, spinning to the basket. Hank puts it up, no good, but Kelly fouled him. Nice move by Luke Dreyer that time. And he will shoot two with 2:48 to play here in the second overtime. Dreyer, who has 3 3-point baskets and 18 points. First free throw, good. It was Dreyer that gave the Ducks their first lead of the ballgame in the third quarter with a three-pointer at 33-31. And Luke is nothing but net on both of them. 73-72 Ducks, 2:45 to play, second overtime. Waters with it way out on the left. Gets a screen from Sunday. Waters looks for someone to pass to. Can't find anybody. Maintains his dribble. Waters bounce pass to Sunday, left of the lane. Sunday tries to back Dreyer down to the basket, puts it up, and rolls off the rim, no good. And it's going to be Rockford ball. Raby could not corral the rebound. Kelly will trigger baseline right for the Rams. Kelly gets it into Sunday. Ball tipped away by Hesch, and Hesch, I think, is going to get a foul. Hesch was playing in front of Sunday, and he's going to call for a hold. And Kevin Town can't believe it. And Sam Hesch just fouled out of the ballgame. So the senior point guard for the Ducks will foul out with 2:29 left in the second overtime. And that's a tough blow for the Ducks. And Kevin Town pleading his case right now. So now Kevin Town brings Zach Poppelman off the bench. Jordan Van Dort will come in as well, and Raby will sit. I presume Luke Dreyer will probably work the point now that Hesch is out of the game. Dreyer's a very good ball handler. Chris Sunday will shoot two for the Rams. He has 13 points in the ball game, 12 of them in the second half. First free throw rattles in. So we're tied at 73. Sunday can put the Rams ahead with this one. Fires. Got it. Rockford 74, Zeeland West 73. 2:27 to play in the second overtime. Dreyer doubles in the backcourt. Gets rid of it to Burroughs. Burroughs over to Sherry. He's wide open for three, left side. Yes! Nick Sherry with a triple. 76-74 Ducks. Here's Waters in the front court. Driving to the basket. Puts it up. It rolls on the rim and it drops in. It will count. Waters took it to the basket, drew the foul on Zach Popova, and the ball hung on the rim a couple of times and fell through the net. And we're tied at 76. Waters can put the Rams ahead, and he does not. It rattles in and out. We're tied at 76. 2:05 left to go. We are in the second overtime. Here's Dreyer down the lane. Shot blocked by Kelly. What a play by Reed Kelly to block the shot there by Luke Dreyer. Here come the Rams. Keller has it in the front court. He'll leave it for Waters. Waters on the dribble out near half court. They want to spread the floor, it looks like. 1:42 left to go. Sharon comes out. Pass in the corner to McKellar. And McKellar will dribble it back out. McKellar being chased by Dreyer. Now Waters has it. Waters dribbles behind his back. Waters, top of the circle. He'll launch a three. It's no good. Sunday put back no good. And Wozniak gets the offensive board. The Rams will reset. 1:18 left. Rockford with the basketball. We got a tie game. Here's McKellar weaving his way through traffic. Looks for someone to pass off to. And Sharon doing a good job of denying Waters the basketball. McKellar's having to play with it. Here's a three on the way by Wozniak. It's no good. Rebound battle for and Reed Kelly got the rebound, and he was followed by Jordan Van Dorn. And that's five on Jordan. So the big fella will go to the bench with 1:02 left. So Hesh is fouled out, and now Jordan Van Dorn leaves with 21 points. Trevor Rady will come in. Reed Kelly will shoot two for the Rams with 1:02 to play in the second overtime. We're tied at 76. Kelly has 6 points in the ball game. First free throw, the front, the back, and the bottom. 77-76 Rockford. Kelly with one more. Fires, got it. And Nick Allen will take time. 1:02 left to go in the second overtime. It is Rockford 78, Zeeland West 76. It's a 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Pressure put on in the backcourt by Rockford. Inbounds pass comes to Luke Dreyer. Under a minute to go in the second overtime. Ducks with the ball, but they're down by two. Dreyer with it between the circles. They've already had two of their starters foul out. Dreyer drives right side. He has to get rid of the basketball. Does so to Burroughs. 45 seconds left. Dreyer with it now. Tries to put up a three, but Sunday won't let him shoot. Dreyer leaves it outside. Here's a three by Burroughs. No good. Burroughs stations down the rebound, but he throws it into the arms of Kelly. 30 seconds left. And Dreyer fouls Waters in the backcourt with 29.6 seconds left. Well, Brent Burroughs has had the hot hand in the overtime, but he came up empty with that last three-point attempt. Waters will shoot two. These are big free throws. He has 29 points. It was his three that sent the game to a second overtime. He makes the first. Now, this is the big one. This will make it a two-possession ball game. 79-76 Rockford. Waters second. Nailed it. 80-76. 25 seconds left. And Dreyer, it wants a timeout. It's going to be a 60-second timeout. 23.4 seconds left. Rockford 80, Zeeland West 76. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHDC and WHDC.com. Zeeland West with the basketball in front of the score table. They need a quick score. Pass comes to Dreyer. Now to Sharon. Down to 20 seconds. Ducks down four. Burroughs to Dreyer. Down to 16 seconds. They've got to put something up in a hurry. Here comes Dreyer. Forces up a 15-footer. The shot partially blocked. The ball loose. Ducks are able to save it. And the Rams come away with it. Down to 6 seconds. And Waters is fouled by Dreyer. Well, Dreyer had two defenders in his face, and he forced up a shot and had it partially blocked. And Luke Dreyer becomes the third Duck player to foul out with 6.8 seconds to play in the second overtime. And Rolando Garza will come in for him. Waters will go to the line. And Kevin Town was wondering why there was not a foul called on that shot attempt by Dreyer, because it was there was some contact. Waters, who has 31 points in this ball game, first free throw is good. 81-76 Rockford. The Rams are going to win this one. And Waters makes them both. Pop him on the inbound, gets it into Burroughs. 6-point lead, 6 seconds left. Here comes Burroughs. He'll try a three left side. It's short. Sunday grabs the rebound. That'll do it. Now, what an effort by the Zeeland West Ducks. But they come up empty tonight. They lose in double overtime to the Rockford Rams. The final, Rockford 82 and Zeeland West 76. The two teams shake hands. There are going to be a lot of tired people tomorrow morning because both teams expended a lot of effort in this ball game. The Rams improved at 2-3 on the season. The Ducks will drop to 2-2. When we come back, we'll have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show, and we'll also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. You'll have an opportunity to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grills. But first, let's take a 2-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and on your computer at WHTC.com. Welcome back to Cornerstone University. Greg Chandler with you, and time now for the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital postgame show. And boy, what a game in this consolation contest between Zeeland West and Rockford. We needed two overtimes to settle it, and finally the Rams prevail 82-76. It was 19-14 Rockford after one quarter, 24-23 Rams at the half. Zeeland West took the lead for the first time late in the third quarter and actually built up a 5-point lead at 41-36 late in the third. But then Rockford ripped off 11 straight points to take the lead, and it looked like the Rams were going to be in command. They led by 10 early in the fourth quarter. But the Ducks didn't quit. They fought their way back, and with the help of some missed free throws by the Rams, the Ducks were able to fight back and tie it on a Brent Burroughs three-pointer with 9 seconds to play in regulation at 59-59. So we went to overtime. The Ducks had the lead and had an opportunity to close it out. But then Casey Waters, the fine senior guard for the Rams, nailed a clutch three-pointer in the overtime. That tied things up at 69. So we went to a second overtime. And it went back and forth into the second overtime. But then finally, with about a minute to go, Reed Kelly, the Rockford senior forward, hit a pair of free throws to break a 76-76 tie that gave them the lead. And then Waters hit four free throws in the final 26 seconds to ice the win for the Rams as they win it by a score of 82-76. When we come back, we'll go over the stats from the ball game. We'll also do our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game Award. But first, let's take this break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.